Ronnie, thank you again. 13-10 is our final, and head coach Greg Schiano is with us here after this one. And boy, a tough one here this afternoon. A case, I would say, in the fourth quarter where you made mistakes and they were able to take advantage of them. What was the difference in the momentum turn there once they got it and once they were able to get the lead?
Well, we made mistakes, like you said. We made crucial mistakes that ended up costing us the game. And, you know, we just got to eliminate those mistakes. But as you look at the game, there's a lot of other things we have to get better at. You know, we didn't run the ball the way we're accustomed to, just our traditional run game. We weren't getting the productivity we normally expect and get out of our run game. So, you know, we find ourselves in a spot that's a tough spot to be, but this group of guys is going to stick together. This group of guys has good – we have talent on this team and, I think, fine coaches, and we'll get it turned. There's not a doubt in my mind.
We go back to the first half of the game, and you're able to get a turnover yourselves, and you're able to go on about a 50-yard drive that culminates with Mike Glennon hitting Mike Williams for his first career touchdown. That's an ideal start, obviously. Convert the turnover into points. Just talk about that sequence there all the way back in the first quarter.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's how you play complementary football, OD, and special teams. And Mike did a great job delivering the ball, great catch, and there we are, 7-0.
Overall, I know you've not seen the tape, but at least for the first three and a half quarters, Mike Glennon did some things well. You were able to move the football some. What did you think of his play, again, as you watched it unfold this afternoon?
I think Mike did a lot of good things. You know, he distributed the football. He was really good in running the operation of the offense, the rhythm, the timing, the protection things, the things that, you know, people don't know but that are critical in the whole thing being smooth. Certainly at the end of the game, he'd like to have those throws back. But I think we spread the ball around. 9 different people caught the ball. We got it to the running backs. We got it to the tight end. So there's a lot to be, you know, look forward to. We're going to get a lot better offensively, but we need to get a lot better offensively.
A couple of guys that made plays in the third quarter. Arizona was knocking on the door with a first down inside the 15-yard line at least, and Jonathan Banks makes a spectacular interception in the corner of the end zone. Again, from your vantage point, just tell me about what you saw on that play as they got 0 points out of that.
Great play. You know, got that. It was a one-handed interception, just a tremendous athletic play.
Darrell Revis also gets an interception in this game, his first one. Your defense was able to make some plays in the second half of this game, right?
Well, I thought the defense played well the majority of the game. I mean, holding someone one for 10 in third down in the National Football League and holding someone to, you know, in the under 60 yards rushing is an impressive feat. We just, you know, as a team, we have to play better. So if we have to do better than that to win right now, that's what we have to do. And we also had some things on special teams that we wish we could have had back. And we also had some things that were really, I thought at the time, going to be the pivotal parts of the game, talking about the fake punt.
Yeah, you were able at that sequence to control the clock a little bit. At the end of the game, when they had the ball down inside the 20-yard line and down inside the 10, as it turns out, did it surprise you a little bit that they weren't going for a touchdown and would elect to kick a field goal and give you an opportunity with a minute and a half left, needing only a field goal at the other end? I know it's a chess match there back and forth, but did it surprise you a little bit they didn't try for the end zone once?
Well, you know, you look at what happened when they did try for the end zone in the third quarter. Yeah. So I'm sure that's in the back of their head. And, you know, right now, try to win the game, take the lead, and, you know, they're playing the percentages. Rookie quarterback, the momentum had kind of flipped over, and, you know, they were unfortunately, they were right, and they got the job done.
Mike said to us, taking responsibility there, those are throws I can't make. And Patrick Peterson obviously is a Pro Bowl caliber defensive back, but is that the case where, you know, you just can't make those throws in those two situations with the interceptions, Coach?
Well, again, you know, sometimes you try to fit them in tight windows and you make them and they're spectacular plays. But, yeah, when they end up the way they did, then you shouldn't make them, for sure. I mean, that's the beauty of hindsight. It's 2020. But you know what? We'll get better. Mike will get better. And, again, I think he did a lot of good things. And we just have to move forward now.
All right, Coach, again, a tough one here today. Thank you for the time after this one.
Okay, TJ, thank you.
Again, our final is 13-10. The Arizona Cardinals have won this one here at Raymond James Stadium on this Sunday afternoon, dropping the Buccaneers to 0-4. And with that, we'll send things back to the studio and Ronnie Nitrain Lane.